For the first message this afternoon will be here from Mr. Chris Hancock.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Hello, everybody. I would today like to look at the scripture in Proverbs and consider this. In Proverbs 27, verse 21, runs, "As the finding pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise." The New King James Version has that rather differently, but if you drop out "is valued," if something similar comes there. How are we tested by the praise we receive? How are we tested by flattery? We all like to have praise. We all enjoy being flattered. Where's the test in that? When we're dealing particularly with young people, we need to remember another proverb, Proverbs 16:24. "Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Doesn't sound as though anything unpleasant about that. But bearing in mind we are tested by our praise that we receive, we're tested by our reputations. Let's see what Christ referred to about the chief rulers, religious rulers of his day. You could turn over to people who received praise and failed the test. We have the example in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. "For they love," oh, I beg your pardon, sorry, 42, I've started reading 43. "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him." This is Jesus Christ and his preaching. "Many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him." They knew better, but did not have the courage of their knowledge. Peer pressure had a very negative impact on them. They did not confess Christ because they lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For, verse 43, "For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." This, I think, indicates very clearly the pitfalls of the praise, the test that praise can be. The element of peer pressure that comes with it. We all want to have a good reputation, and as church members we should be striving to have a good reputation. But look at the examples we have in the Bible. We are warned against flattery a number of times. Christ's own example in, we won't turn there, but it's in John 5:41. "I receive not honour from men." Christ didn't receive praise and honour while he was here. He was very popular in many ways. He was good company. But he wasn't honoured and praised. He was perceived as a threat for telling the truth. We need to be Christ's followers, not the followers of these chief rulers who are more concerned about their political standing, the way people in the community, people who appear important, think of them and view them. We are a small, despised group, so we obviously are starting from a position of strength in this area. We could turn, please, to Luke chapter 6 next. Luke chapter 6. And in verse 26, a warning: "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." It's a very powerful warning. You think of the trials of the various prophets of God. The way they were despised, threatened, bullied. When were the false prophets badly treated? The false prophets came up with lies. They misled people. They led to their destruction. And as a result of that, in between, they were loved. They said what people wanted to hear. We are tested by the flattery we receive. It bends us out of shape. We love to hear it. It spoils our judgment. It is almost like a verbal bribe. It turns us away from the truth. We like the ego massage that goes with it. But while we are trying to serve Christ, we cannot look for the popularity. That brings us praise, flattery. We have to stand above that. We have to be very careful, of course. It's easy to become obnoxious, cantankerous, and say, look, no one praises me. I must be doing the right thing. No, we need to be honoring God by conducting ourselves honorably, decently, faithfully, according to God's laws. Our behavior should be worthy of praise, but we should not rely on receiving praise from men. We must look forward to a time where God will praise us, not the way the people amongst whom we live. Many people will probably say, well, they're all right, but they are so strange. They got some funny ideas. We're going to be facing that with this season now. We are completely out of step with all the so-called Christian world. We're going to have to face up to questions. What are you going to be doing for Christmas? Will you be seeing the grandchildren? Have you done all the shopping? Now, sometimes you can just avoid all that rubbish. But if you are bending the truth so that you do not receive unpleasantness, bear in mind you should not deny Christ's name. And pretending to go along with something like Christmas is denying Christ's name, because Christ's name doesn't belong in it. We have to be different. We have to be separate. We have to have the courage. And we need to come through the test of how we stand up to the praise. Do we value God's opinion, or are we bent by the opinion of men?